Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Let's get serious.
Put on your serious face?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I do that. I'm going to smile the whole time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is this a good thing for my microphone? Should I put it closer?
What are you doing? You and your vocal fry. What are you
doing? Should I put my microphone closer to my mouth?
A tiny bit, yeah.
Is this good?
Not good?
Is this good? You and your Adam's apple. What happened to you?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Welcome to the show. Tricked you. Yes. This is going on the air.
Okay.
Everyone's going to hear me talk about your Adam's apple.
Okay.
Which you didn't have, I think, the last time you were on the show.
I think you are actually correct.
I don't see the lump in his throat.
Well, it's hard to see. You got to feel it. And when you feel it, it's really gross.
Can we stop talking about the lump in my throat?
That's disgusting.
Can we begin?
We're beginning.
Oh.
This is the show.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, we started. Hello, people of the world.
People of the world. You're back.
I am back.
The Beeblets have returned to Out of Patience. Yes?
Yep.
So this show is one of the closing shows of the season. I think it is the closing show of the season.
Yeah, because...
Or maybe the opening show of the year. I forget. No, it's a Happy New Year show.
Yes, holidays.
So this is going to... We're taping this now before Christmas. Hanukkah just ended. And it's going to air, I think, the day after New Year's, January 2nd.
Which is when we come back after winter break.
Yep.
Yeah. Do we have winter break plans? Sledding? Is there snow? Is it going to snow
Mommy
ever?
Mommy says there's definitely going to be snow this year. That's what she heard.
Global warming is preventing the snowfall.
We don't have snow anymore. We have the gray slush on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's gross stuff.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Well, if there is enough snow, we'll do our sledding, our tubing thing again.
Yeah,
and crash through the fence like we did last time.
Can we do that? Because there's always fake snow.
Yeah, they make fake snow.
Yeah, and then we put all the snow on the bottom of the slide, and then we push Hannah down the slide, and then she falls on her face.
Yes. Well, not really. Not always. Not but really. She's, you know, you're light, so you go, fing, you fly away.
Yeah, that's funny.
So we're going to go over, you were on the show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about our summer vacation and your bar mitzvah. It was a great year. 2023 was a fabulous year.
Yeah, it wasn't a few weeks ago.
No, it was a couple of months ago.
It was like at the beginning of September, I think.
Yeah, that is a couple of months ago. So, yeah, since we had our last, you have been exploring eighth grade.
Yes, we have.
Your finale year is seniors of middle school.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
And we have the same teachers.
We do have the same
teachers. Wait, how do you have this? From seventh grade, same teachers as seventh grade?
No, we have the same eighth grade teachers.
Yeah, we have the same eighth grade teachers.
I didn't know. How did I... I'm a horrible dad.
No, you're not.
Oh, well, no, I take it back. You're in different homeroom.
Yes, but we just have
the same teacher. We're in different classes, yeah, because we have the same teachers.
Because a teacher can have multiple classes.
Right, because you're you're like departmentalized. Like you have separate social studies. Because, you know, back in grade school, everything took place in one classroom, right?
That is correct.
So this is called departmentalized. You are going around the school. I did know that. I'm a better dad.
Us going around having different teachers for different subjects started in fourth grade.
All right. I know nothing.
Yep.
This is why my wife is in charge, guys. This is why Jessica she's the best wife. She takes care of everything.
That is correct.
I'm just the idiot husband that shows up and tickles you guys and has fun with you.
You're not an idiot.
Is that fair?
Maybe.
Self-motivation is key.
I will brag to the listeners. Guys, their grades are all in the 90s.
I'm a tryhard.
Like every time?
I'm a tryhard.
You are a tryhard. Hannah, do you even think anymore about doing work? It just kind of shows up in 90s. Form fashion.
Yeah. I'm Hannah. I do all my work.
Yeah, but you come up for school and do your homework like within 5 minutes.
Well, from like third grade, we waited till like 9 p.m. to do our homework.
That's because we were blobs and we didn't know that we had things in our brains.
That's true. You were blobs in third grade. So what's the advantage, Hannah, of doing homework the second you get home and getting it over?
You don't have to do it when you were tired.
Is your name Hannah?
Burn.
I actually identify as Hannah Rachel Greenblatt.
And you're a boy.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Kobe, what is the disadvantage of not doing your homework the second you get home? Procrastination.
Yeah, procrastination.
Is your name Hannah?
But he answered my question. Yeah, my name is Hannah.
Hannah can't answer my question.
Answered my question, so can I answer his question?
You may answer my question.
The disadvantage of waiting 8 hours to do your homework is that sometimes you forget about it and you can go to bed late and get really weary and tired in the morning, and then you can forget all about your homework, and then you'll get a zero in class.
Have you gotten zeros in class for forgetting?
I've never gotten
zeros. There's no zeros
zero.
Anymore. There's 55s.
55
wait,
is...
Wait, they made 55 the lowest score that you can get?
Okay, let me explain something.
Because
I once got a 30 on a chemistry test.
I want to explain it. Let me explain it.
All right, go.
Okay, first of all, good job on your chemistry test.
Thank you.
You're so smart. Okay, so in the way that David A. Booty does the grading is that anything below a 55, you automatically fail the class. But if you just don't do an assignment, you get a 55. So unless you're like the test grades, if you get like a low test grade for like everything, that's the only thing that you'll fail. If you just don't do any of the assignments, you'll get a 55, but you will still pass.
All right, that's tragic. Hannah, comment.
So the passing grade in honors is 65. If you get anything above a 65, you passed. If you get anything below a 65, you failed. If you turn in something late or forget about it, it's a 55. But our math teacher is the only one who gives up zeros if we turn in something late.
That is true.
All right, let's talk about the whole showing your work nonsense, because you don't have to show your work.
No, that's only in math.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, in the math category, showing your work.
Yeah.
You can do it in your head, right?
Yeah, no, our math teacher is really fair about this. She goes over some questions and some questions that are easy. She's like, you don't have to show work for this question. But questions that are harder is like, you have to show your work on this paper for this question.
Yeah, they'll give you like a separate paper.
Wait, what if you don't show enough work? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
You're nodding your head. Okay. The listeners can't see you nodding your head.
Yeah, they can only hear your majestic voice.
So what does it mean when you don't show enough? What is enough work?
Enough work is
showing
enough work
your
that
brain
can,
process to how you got the final answer.
You have to put in every single step, and then you have to put in all the things that made the thing.
But I feel like we've had these conversations where your teachers downgrade you because you didn't show, quote, enough work. Is that true?
Yeah.
I guess that is true.
That's unfair.
It kind of is.
Yeah, you're shrugging too.
But it doesn't come for us because we're smart and we know what we're doing.
You do?
Yes, we do.
I did it right. Mom and I did it right raising you guys. All right, so let's talk about the next grand step. All right, this year, 2024.
Next year.
Well, next year, today's recording, but they're going to hear this in 2024.
It is December 16th.
Yes.
And you'll hear this sometime in 2024.
Yeah.
January 2nd, probably.
Well, it's what nerd. I said before.
Nerd.
I'm a nerd. I have good listening skills.
That's true. Okay. Okay, let's move on with the show. Right.
So you are staring down the barrel of the end of eighth grade. You have graduation coming up.
In 7 months.
Well, that's still coming up. That's what that means.
Agreeable.
It is en route. It is going to happen.
We have our eighth grade trip in May, the eighth grade prom in May, and the eighth grade graduation ceremony in late June.
And then it's off to?
Ninth grade.
No,
high
and
school.
Then we have our regents.
Oh, yeah. Our regents in June.
Okay. And then summer vacation, just if we're going to be linear and chronological like your brain works, Hannah. And then it's like the end of August.
High school.
And then it turns
high
September.
High school.
And then you go to
high school.
High school.
Yeah.
Yes, friends, my twins are going to be high schoolers.
I know.
I can't believe it.
So
maybe
sigma.
You can believe it.
So sigma. So.
What does sigma mean?
It means
I don't
you're
even
awesome
know.
And cool and epic.
Okay, you are like the last Gen Z, but you are the beginning of Gen A because they ran out of seats. Like you start over again if you go to Z.
Yeah.
So my God. So sigma is your word.
I don't know. I don't do any of that.
Sigma alpha.
You don't do the words, Hannah?
No, I don't have special words.
Okay. Okay. Going back to high school.
So we did a tour. What high school do you think you're going to?
James Madison.
In Brooklyn, James Madison High School. Yeah, you've been there twice. We went there for a couple of open houses. It's a beautiful school. We're thrilled. Odds are you'll be going there.
Yep.
They have band. They have piano for you, Hannah. By the way, friends, I think I mentioned last time Hannah's been taking piano lessons for 6 months.
She's really good.
She's really, really good.
And
she's
better than
probably every adult on the planet.
No.
Maybe not every adult on the planet, but she's better, chip off the old block.
She's better than a person from Idaho.
What? What's wrong with Idaho?
They have great potatoes and great ski resorts.
Yeah, maybe there are people that play piano in Idaho. I think it's possible people in Idaho play piano. Some of them. Maybe one person in Boise plays piano.
One.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show from Idaho, just tweet me at Matthew Zachary and say, hi, I'm in Idaho and I play piano.
Okay.
That's all I care
about.
That's
very rare, but okay.
It's a rando. Yes, it is.
Anyways, moving on.
All right. So, yeah, they have all sorts of clubs. You met the music teacher, Mr. What was
hey.
It? Mr. K, which is your nickname, but Mr.
My
K
name
is the music
is
teacher.
Mr. Durr.
And who did you meet? The computer people, the coding people? Is that what you want to do?
I did.
You know what what's it called? A focus?
Yeah. I think I'll do maybe like technology or something like that.
I hope you do that. There's a lot of money in that, too. The future is all like robots and AI.
I can make my own Tesla Cybertruck.
You're going to do that?
Maybe.
Out of tinfoil?
Yeah, I'll make it a trapezoid. I'm going to drive a trapezoid down the highway.
I think we need to invent a new polygon name for three-dimensional Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
It's got all angles. It's really strange.
Yeah.
You want me to get one?
I'm not going to get one. I'm going to drive a trapezoid down the highway.
Remember Truckosaurus? We went to that like monster truck rally. Years and years ago,
I think I remember.
It was like a Truckosaurus. It was like a dinosaur that spewed flames out of the sides.
That's called Dangerer.
Yeah, that was very much danger.
That's dangerous.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a comparison question. Fifth grade to sixth grade, you were very much younger, and it was pandemic time.
My fifth grade class was made up of like 12 people.
I mean, it wasn't like extreme pandemic time. That was fourth grade when we were remote. And then another half of fifth grade, we were also remote. But fifth grade and half of sixth grade, we had to wear masks.
I still remember the day that I came to fifth grade in school.
All right. So if you can compare what I'm going to ask you. Fifth grade to sixth grade, you were scared, right?
Correct.
Eighth grade to ninth grade, same scared, different scared?
I'm not scared at all? I'm just worried that I'm not going to know where I'm going because it's very big, and I am a person, and I have two legs that are kind of short.
Okay. How does that prohibit you from learning where to go around the school?
I'm going to need a paper map. Yeah, I'm going to need a Dora the Explorer map to find my way around the school.
Well, you found your way around... Bound Booty from PS100.
Yeah,
Booty was much bigger than PS100.
But Booty compared to Madison is really small.
Yeah, because David A. Booty is like
It's not huge. Yeah.
No.
But Madison is massive.
Ginormous.
Well, all high schools are massive.
Not all of them, but this one is particularly large. It's one of the biggest ones in New York City. How many floors? Five, six?
Six.
66.
And a basement?
Well, there's six including the cafeteria.
Okay.
45.
45 floors?
Yeah.
It's a skyscraper school?
Yeah, trust. Yeah. All
right, so you're scared about knowing where to go. Do you think it's possible they tell you where to go?
Maybe.
And you learn where to go?
Maybe.
Because when I went from middle school to high school, I went to Tottenville High School with Poppy.
Maybe.
Who worked there. My dad.
Yeah, it's a lot easier if you know someone who works there.
Yeah, but you're not running the school. You don't own a high school, so I can't.
He didn't really help me figure out where to go.
You can't give me like 100 on every test.
Just use your iPhone map. To walk around the school. Oh, and there's no iPhones in school. They take the phones
Pretty
away,
much
right?
Everyone uses their phone in school.
When?
Literally everyone that will use it in the class. They will use it in the hallways.
Is it
only
because you have Jade and Leia in your class?
No, this is just happening since even like sixth grade. I've seen it in the hallways. Everyone's just using their phone in their stairwell. Yeah, everyone just uses their phone like all the time.
And no one confiscates it? No one yells at the kids?
Give them... air quotations, warnings.
Yeah, they literally give them like 65,000 warnings and they never just take them away. I'm like, take the phone away. Like, you gave them like 987 and four warnings.
And I'm going to guess that Mom and I raised you right and you don't use your phones in class. You abide by the rules. You're good kids.
No.
Yeah, my phone's always shut off in my bag.
When do you use your phone at school, if any, Toby?
He
uses his phone in the cafeteria.
No, I don't.
Are you allowed to?
No.
I don't use my phone in the cafeteria.
In the morning.
Huh?
In the morning.
Oh, you're allowed
early.
Oh, yeah. So,
no,
like,
you're not.
All right, goody two-shoes. Let him talk.
Goody two-shoes. If you're, if you come early, like, before...
The school's
seven,
school.
I'm not done talking. when you come in, the doors to the school open at 7:30, so that's where you sit down. And basically, so like, if you come early from 7:15 to 7:30, you go down to the cafeteria to wait for the doors to open, and you can use your phone.
No, you can't. Yes, he said you can't.
That was the one time that that one guy was there. The other guy lets you use your phone.
You know
all
they're brothers.
Time. I know they're brothers.
I'm going to leave now. You guys just keep talking to each other.
But here's the thing. You can use your phone. You can. But that one guy didn't allow it. You may speak now.
Hannah's turn.
Hello.
Hi there. How you feeling?
I don't know.
You love your brother?
Maybe. Any more questions about this?
No, I think we're good. So you got high school barreling down next year. True. And you have like 8 months. I mean, it's September when you go, also, and it's the end of December now, so there's plenty of time.
I thought you were going to say that it's September right now.
I'm like, can no. I speak December. Now?
Hannah, you may speak.
We also have our Spirit Day next week. This is the last week before winter break.
What's Spirit Week? Let her talk.
A Spirit Week, we have it every year. It's the week before winter break. It's basically every day is full of like a fun outfit challenge. Like there's flannel day.
Can you say a day and then I'll say another day, then you say a day, I'll say another day.
I don't know the schedule.
I remember the schedule.
I think Monday's
Spirit Day.
I think Monday's like flannel day.
Flannel shirt day.
And then Friday's pajama day because it's the last day before winter
Tuesday
break.
Tuesday is of like blue and...
No, Tuesday's like ugly sweater day.
Wednesday's like wear blue and white. Thursday is like wear your Christmas accessories.
Okay. And Friday's pajama day. Yeah.
Isn't it weird to be 13/14 wearing pajamas to 8th grade?
No, all the girls wear pajama pants to school.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
You mean on a regular day?
Yeah, it could be like a random Thursday and people would wear pajamas
pants
to school when it's like 28 degrees outside.
Yeah, I don't think we got away with that pretty much in the 80s. But then again, it was the 80s, which is your favorite decade, right?
My favorite decade
was
obviously
the 2010s.
My favorite decade was the zeros.
The 20-aughts before you were born? Or the zeros when Jesus was born?
Yeah, the zeros when Jesus was born.
Okay.
Technically,
Jesus was not around in the aughts because he died in zero.
He was born
32 BC.
0001, my favorite year.
My favorite decade's the 2010s because I was the little blob that didn't have any worries about the world.
All right, well, let's take a two-minute break. And then we need to play some ads so Daddy makes some money. If you could pick any one company whose advertisement you think should run during the break, who would it be?
Triple Dad Gun will make you smile. Triple Dad Gun will last a
while. Get sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh, God. Okay.
How about Macy's?
Or get sponsored by Spotify since this is going to be on Spotify.
That is true. All right. So we'll figure out in the mix who's going to be doing the ad. And we will be right back with these two amazing little human beings sitting in front of me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so I don't know what the ad was. We'll have to wait for the show to run to listen to the show and listen to the ad.
Okay.
But if it was triple, if it was triple dead gum from Inside Out, I will be very surprised.
Yeah.
But if it's McDonald's or Macy's,
it was probably that lit Fulo thingy that you put on your face. I've seen a billion ads for.
Or Joe Rogan's like Alpha Brain.
Or Slim Jim. Eat me. Yeah. Jump into a Slim Jim. Eat me.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
All right. All right. So let's spend the next couple of minutes and wrap up the show talking about what you think is going to happen in 2024. Is the world going to end? Yeah.
The world might explode on March 18th, 2024 at approximately 2:54 p.m.
Okay. And you're basing that on what?
Science projects.
Okay.
From 2012.
All right. So if you were to do science projects, and by the way, Mom and I went to your fair. You did a fair where you had projects.
What
and you
fair?
Were the one with in the big gym.
The art show.
That was last year. Was that last year?
No, it was this year.
Yeah.
In February.
February.
Yeah.
Say February.
February.
December.
It's the worst month to pronounce.
February.
It's like January, February, March, Ruary.
I'm going to try to pronounce February.
February is just the worst month.
Why is that?
April.
Because it's just confusing with the leap years.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Valentine's Day.
MLK is in January. Valentine's Day is in February.
February is confusing.
National.
Like, stop. I'm talking.
Okay.
February is just a confusing month because there's an extra day every 4 years and it skips every millennium. That's like really confusing.
Is that year 2024?
There's leap seconds, leap hours, leap days, leap years. Yes.
There was no leap year in the year 1000.
Well, there's leap millennials now. In the year 2000, we had to like have an extra something in addition to it turning 2000. Like a leap second, leap something, leap month. I have no idea. Neil deGrasse Tyson would know
leap
the answer to that question.
Second.
But I don't think he listens to this show.
Okay.
All right. All right. So it's joke time.
Yes.
Triple dead gum.
Tell me a joke. A clean joke. You're at that age where you don't know what...
I got it.
Yeah, I got one.
Wait, I want to say it.
All right, Kobe's turn.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
I'm outside your door.
Okay.
Best joke of 2023.
Let me think, actually.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you think my joke was funnier. Okay, please.
Right. What's a frog...
Do frogs have teeth?
That was your Google search this morning. Do frogs have teeth?
All right.
You got it?
What's a frog's favorite time of year?
Leap year.
Very good.
That was a great joke.
That was easy because we were just talking about leap years. All right. You can do better. Kobe, one more joke.
What do you call...
Hang on, let me think. Hang on, keep telling...
Oh, wait, we got to do the DJ joke, Hannah. You tell the DJ joke.
What's an Italian DJ's favorite sauce?
What is an Italian DJ's favorite sauce?
What is the answer?
Marinara.
Marinara?
Ha, 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 ha. I'm dying of laughter.
Are you? You seem to be dying of laughter.
Ha.
Ha, ha. Okay. All right, let's talk about the 80s and your favorite music. Because this is important to me and Mommy that we made you fans of our music growing up.
Had a first.
So if you had to pick your top three favorite songs that Mommy and I...
From the 80s.
From the 80s.
Can we also choose 90s or 70s?
You can choose 70s or 80s.
No, okay.
Then, all right, let's see what you come up with.
80s, number one, two, and three. Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, number two. I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel, and number three...
Billy Joel Stand.
Number three is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Average
but
Billy
seven,
Joel
But
enjoyer.
The 70s, I really like Staying Alive.
Wow.
Staying Alive.
Bee Gees.
I'm going to get copyrighted.
All right. But you asked for a Hotel California this morning.
Yeah.
You like AC/DC. Both of you like AC/DC.
Don't sing the yoga copyright.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can play songs on the radio, on podcasts, and not get copyright. Don't worry about it. I mean, we're not playing the actual song. You're singing it.
That's true.
All right, Kobe, your turn. Top three songs. Fine. From anywhere. You're,
no,
whatever you want.
I'll choose the 80s.
Separate ways?
No. Can I choose my three artists and not three songs?
Pick three songs, then pick three artists.
Fine. Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and Back in Black by AC/DC.
All right. I approve those three, and I'm sure the listeners are like, ah, now there's a dad that raised his kids well.
I miss the old times.
But, all right. Now, your favorite artist. Go ahead.
AC/DC,
mm-hmm.
Guns N' Roses, and Queen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those are the... Okay, yeah. Well done. That tracks with your favorite songs. All right, Hannah, your favorite artists?
Let's hear it.
Billy Joel, Queen, and...
Billy Joel again.
Aerosmith?
AC/DC.
You said the same thing. No, you have Billy Joel. So AC/DC.
I thought Hannah was going to say...
And Queen.
I thought Hannah was going to say Billy Joel, and Billy Joel.
That's my favorite. My favorite three are Billy Joel.
I love that you chose Billy Joel.
You may be right.
Okay, stop singing. What's the next thing that we're going to talk about?
All right, next we're going to talk about, again, what we're thankful for and what we appreciate.
Oh, we're in Thanksgiving time.
We were thankful for the summer and our health. We are thankful for Grandma Poppy and Mimi and Grandpa.
Correct.
Who are doing well.
Yep.
Or as well as they can in their late 70s, but it's a blessing. You know that by the time I was almost your age, I only had one grandparent left. So it's a blessing to have all four alive right now with all of us.
Can I please say something?
Why do you have to ask please?
No, it's because it's unrelated, but it's really funny.
Wait, how unrelated? Are we going way off topic?
It goes all the way back to Valentine's Day.
All right, so let's go way off and come back.
So in school, every Valentine's Day, they have like this sale. They do it for every holiday. They have this sale where like you can buy like boxes of chocolate, flowers, teddy bears, whatever, all the Valentine's Day stuff. So I bought... approximately, and I know the
90 boxes of chocolate.
Listen, so I know the listeners can't hear, but the boxes of chocolate.
Wait, what do you mean they can't hear?
No, I mean they can't physically
see.
Yeah, they can't see.
Let's make sure that you understand the medium here. This is audio.
The boxes of chocolate probably like this big.
All right, his hands are about
the size of a basket.
His shoulder width.
Yeah, the size of a basket. Yeah. Like the width of a basket. I bought 10 of them. I stacked them on top of each
other. Did you eat them yourself?
No, of course not. I stacked them all on top of each other.
Oh, you gave them to your friends?
I gave one to the teacher. I walked out with 10 boxes. I couldn't even see. They were so high up.
I should let the listeners know you have an allowance and you do chores around the house. That so is this fair. Is indeed your money.
Can I also tell a Valentine's Day story?
Not the Bank of Daddy. Yes, Hannah.
So going back to Valentine's Day where you could buy all those boxes of chocolate, when I was in Magnet, this kid bought a box of chocolate and he gave it to me. I also had a box of chocolate, but I felt really bad because he couldn't eat it because he was lactose intolerant.
So you couldn't give it to him. You were going to exchange chocolates, and you were stuck with two giant boxes of chocolate?
Why didn't you give me one?
Because you just said you had 9.
Yeah.
Oh, you gave them away.
I had approximately one.
One box of chocolate.
One.
Which is how many chocolates in the box?
Like 7.
Okay.
7.
All right. You're going to be 14 in a few months.
Hannah's like 10. I'm like 17.
Well, we're not talking mental age, but you're not 10 mentally. Hannah, you are a thriving 14-year-old brain, but you have, you're like a 45-year-old person in intellect.
And sometimes you're going to be 3 when they can't find the right toenail clippers.
Well, no one can find the toenail clippers. God knows where anything is in the house.
I stole them all.
You stole the toenail?
Yeah, I stole them all.
So Kobe's hoarding the toenail. Now we know you've given out your poker tell.
Because I can't find them, so they're all back.
All right. So 14 hovering right in front of you. That means you're even closer to 15, which is closer to 30.
That's a widowy insane.
Life goes quick.
That's a widowy insane, guys.
Yeah.
That's a, put W Wiz in the chat. Put W Wiz in the chat.
What does that even mean?
W Wiz in the chat. Oh yeah.
I don't speak your language.
I don't either, but I know all the words.
Which is why you're a 45-year-old spirit.
Word of the year is Riz.
Which I learned what that means. Tell us what the word Riz means.
If you learned it, then why do you need me to tell you?
Well, maybe the listeners
maybe
don't know what it means.
Maybe you can say it.
No.
No.
You don't know what it means.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do. Yes, he does.
Is it like credibility or something?
No.
Riz is
a scale that you can pull, woman.
Wait, what?
Riz is the scale that you can pull woman.
Pull woman?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Pull woman means you can get the lady.
Oh.
So if you have good Riz, you're really good.
Wait, how old are you? Did that just happen? You could pull a woman?
I'm approximately 35 and a half.
Wait.
And three quarters.
Either listeners have stopped or they're laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
So Riz is the skill by which you can attract girls to be your girlfriend.
Yes.
Is it the same for girls to attract boys to be their boyfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
So Riz is like your credibility.
Is the universal sign. Yeah.
Okay. So you're Riz.
This is weird.
What is this? Does it come from another word?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google this. I'm gonna do some.
I'm doing a live Google right now.
Live Google search.
All right, Riz.
Define
meaning.
Live
Geek
Google.
Find Urban Dictionary. All right, Riz is a colloquial word defined as style, charm, or attractiveness, the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner, according to the Oxford University Press. It comes from the word charisma. Which means attractivity.
Like, you sound like a huge
so
nerd.
So Riz is shorthand for charisma.
You sound like a huge nerd.
All right. I am a huge nerd.
And I just read off of Google.
Yeah, we just did a live Google search. Oxford's word of the year. You are correct.
I told you.
Riz.
Can you now Google what quizzaciously means?
Quizzaciously?
That's so random.
All right. We're going to round out the show with one more Google search. Quizzaciously? Is that a word?
I learned that from Vsauce.
Quizzaciou. Oh my God, quizzaciously, meaning in a this is appropriate, in a mocking or satirical manner. A term popularized by Michael Stevens of Vsauce, meaning in a mocking manner. So,
wow.
Shout out to Michael Stevens at Vsauce.
Shout out to Vsauce.
All right, quizzicious. What is it again?
Feature me in your next video, please.
Quizzaciously. I think that's a good time to kind of wrap up the show when Hannah taught me a word I didn't know, and Kobe dropped a strange social culture word.
Let's be honest. When are you going to use that word?
Quizzaciously?
Never.
In Scrabble?
Scrabble is...
There's only one Q, so it might work.
Scrabble is crazy.
Yeah.
Or you can use it when you're telling a story.
Okay, we finished the show.
It's not
going to
be Wordle. Yeah, it's not going to be Wordle. Wordle's five letters.
Let's wrap it up.
Are you done? Are you tired?
I'm not tired, but I'm done.
Okay.
Well, I like doing these podcasts.
These are great. We'll do more. So the listeners, I think I have one more show coming up or two more shows coming up, but then I'm going on a couple of week break, which is great. This is like the 400th episode or three. There's been a lot of shows. You've been here like three or four times. I've done so many shows. I've loved it. It's been a pleasure building the audience. I'm not going anywhere, but it was just great to wrap things up and start the new year with. Who are you again?
I'm a person.
You are a person. Are you a person too?
No. I think so.
She's a frog without teeth.
What? She's quizzacious.
Yeah, Hannah's quizzacious.
All right. Is she Riz?
No.
Are you Riz?
No.
You Riz. All right. I'm not going to talk about that part. He's shaking his head. All right. Everyone's going to infer what I'm talking about. That's the show, friends. Kobe and Hannah back on the show. Daddy loves you. Mommy loves you. Your family loves you. You are blessed, extraordinary, amazing human beings. What, you're taking your headphones off? Come on.
It's hurting my head.
We're wrapping up. I love you. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being wonderful people to my audience. And to all of you out there in listener land, Happy New Year and have a blessed 2024.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Out of Patience with Matthew Zachary is an Off-Script Health production. The executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. It's mixed and edited by Kyle Moore. If you like the show, ratings and reviews are always welcome. Leave us a message anytime at 855-AUDIO-66. That's 855-AUDIO-66 to share your healthcare shitness with us, and we might just play them on the air on a future episode. For more information about this show and Off-Script Health, visit offscript.com. That's offscript, no T, .com.